All right, this is a very big case. It's happening in Los Angeles, but it has a Michigan, pretty significant Michigan connection. The other day, this really significant arrest of the Michigan man who owns election software companies, some of which was operational here in Michigan. He was arrested for vulnerabilities because many of the poll worker information and the software was being stored in China and on Chinese servers. And of all places, it took a liberal district attorney in Los Angeles, George Gascon, to file the charges. But Kevin, it's related to that. It's related to this Michigan guy, but it's also related to the True the Vote leaders who produced the 2000 Mules documentary. They were jailed in relation to this very case.
Yeah, Tom. Apparently, they refused to name the individual who was in the hotel room in January 2021 because they said he was not involved in the sourcing of the poll worker data. And the leaders of the True the Vote believe that this individual's life would be in danger should his name be revealed publicly. So they didn't. And they were immediately remanded to the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service. Joining us now is Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. There's a lot to unpack here, but as far as the taking the custody of these two True the Vote leaders, taking them into custody, what happened here? Is this the judge said, I demand it, and they refused? Is it as simple as that?
Well, yeah, they failed to comply with a court order, which then they are held in contempt, which was in front of the judge, for which they can be held in custody for a period of time, you know, and one day going up to 30 days. You will remember we've had some great Free Press and Detroit News writers at one point in time that did not want to give up a source. Mm-hmm. And because of that, one of our good friends was held in custody because of contempt of court. So that's what's happened here. The plaintiffs in this particular case said they are not going to reveal who it was because allegedly that person is an FBI informant, allegedly, and they don't want to, their hands are tied, they say, and they don't want to give up that informant's name. Hence, the judge says, too bad on that, a pox on that thought, you have to, or I'm going to hold you in contempt until you do. And that's what's going on.
There's a term in court called in camera, and that's when stuff is taken back into the judge's chambers and the public doesn't really see what's going on, but the attorneys and the judge go back and they take care of certain issues. Could this be something where they could reveal the name just to the judge, but it wouldn't go out to the public, and therefore their lives wouldn't be in danger?
You can have such a situation. Yes, we have Frank's hearings and the like where, you know, an informant can't be exposed. And we will request the prosecution or the plaintiff or the attorneys will request that to be done in camera, meaning exactly what you just said. There's a record made of it, but it is sequestered from the public to protect those people that may be at risk. This case is just, you know, as Tom said, it's scratching at the surface of something that is very compelling and interesting. But one of the ways to, if that was a concern, one of the ways to do it would be to put it in camera and take it into chambers. Whether or not the judge will suffice that or will use that is another thing because, hey, listen, the defense in this case is going to want to cross-examine that person, is going to want to have that person able to be deposed, is going to want to say, hey, did you steal information? Are you the culprit? Are you the one that may have infiltrated our systems and spread this out? So they have a right to put sunshine and cross-examination to someone that is tossing out accusations. And quite candidly, that's all these things are right now.
Yes.
No one's been proven guilty. People are arrested, but we don't have you're innocent until proven guilty.
Totally.
So
that's totally the case. Yeah. And it's relative to us because this company called Connick, it's Michigan based and it's a company that provides software to elections, election offices. for kind of poll worker management. And the whole point of the services is to protect information. But the accusation is that they were finding all this information in the biggest enemies, the United States, in China. And it was that accusation was listed by the media and all sorts of people as propaganda until this left-leaning DA actually had the courage to look into it. And George Gascon say, he says, hey, this looks like this might be true. It sounds like
It's more than that. He charged.
Yes.
He had probable cause to believe that it was true. Now, again, that's the accusation. And we need to make clear, I did a little research on this. They have nothing to do with voting and the voting fraud and all of that. They have exactly what you said. They are the logistics management software team for poll workers. And that's very sensitive information for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So Detroit did use this, but Janice Winfrey, after this came out, decided to scrap their services. Do you know, as you've looked into this, is this just limited to Los Angeles County, or is it possible that maybe some information about poll workers in Detroit might have ended up on these Chinese servers? And is anybody looking into that?
You know, I don't necessarily believe in coincidences all the time. So I think, the more someone digs and scratches and finds out the truth of how things were done and how it is that there was probable cause to believe that a crime was committed in Los Angeles County by taking poll workers' information and storing them on Chinese servers, which is crazy to me, insane to me. But for that fact, you got to raise the question you just did. How big is it? How widespread is it? Now, apparently, there have been thorough researches and experts that have looked into this company, and there's nothing, no evidence to suggest that they had something to do with the January 2020 election. But what is concerning to me is what you bring up. How many different locations of poll workers' information may be stored in a foreign server? And that, I'm sure, is on everyone's mind in law enforcement. And I'm sure there's plenty of people as we sit here today looking into that.
We only have a couple seconds left, but how long will these True the Vote leaders have to sit in jail if they don't provide the information?
That's a very good question. They can continuously be held in contempt. So you're going to see, I mean, at the end of 30 days, if they don't, you're going to see a renewal of contempt. And I got to believe at some point in time, they're either going to dismiss their lawsuit or they're going to step up to the plate and ask for a resolution some way for having this done in seal. And a protective order put over it so that no one can find the name or the source of the confidential informant.
Well, all right. This is a big deal. And I think the more we dig, the more we find out, the more we realize how big this is. We appreciate your perspective. Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Thanks, Todd.
As always, guys, it's a pleasure being with you.
Thanks. Yeah, awesome. Have a good day. 760 WJR.